The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, it's Marcy Martin, your rosarian here at plantersplace.com. And this is a blog I wrote last winter when I was really homesick for my roses. It's called Sustainable Roses. We seem to be having the winter that isn't here in Connecticut. What better time to talk about roses? I have always been a rose nut. I love all roses, but my favorite blooms have always been the classic hybrid tea roses. You know, the ones on long stems with the perfectly tightly screwed center, the beautiful recurvent petals, the absolutely classically shaped beauty. Yummy yum. Grandifloras follow, and then Floribundas. The only trouble with these varieties is that most of them are not disease-resistant and must be sprayed. I have always sprayed my roses for the same reason I took my kids for their inoculations when they were growing up, to keep them from getting sick. Most of today's newer gardeners, though, would prefer not to use chemicals. I've heard garden speakers tell their audiences to plant roses in their gardens with tall growing perennials close by so that when the rose is finished with its first flush and gets black spot in July, it'll be hidden by the blooming perennials. I can't even tell you how much it bothered me to hear that. There are new roses on the market today that will amaze the gardener that doesn't want to spray. Everyone has heard of Bill Radler's Knockout series of roses. They're a real boon to the landscape gardener. Garden clubs love them because they're so disease and drought resistant, and they really are blooming machines. They come in all shades of pink, from magenta to blush, and now also in yellow and white. Landscape designers love to use them in gardens by shopping malls because they're tough as nails. I have a lot of respect for Mr. Radler, and I think he's given a great gift to the gardening world. Only problem is, I think his blooms look more like dogwood blossoms on rose foliage. And I really like my roses to look like roses. So what other options are there for someone who likes more traditionally shaped blooms? Enter Ping Lim with his Easy Elegance brand of roses. Ping worked for Bailey's Nurseries in Minnesota for many years. It was his personal mission to create roses that were winter hardy, disease and drought resistant, and would bloom all summer. Ping literally inoculated his roses with disease and then bred it out of them. For his test program, he took his roses and planted them right out in the middle of the prairies in Minnesota and left them there. They were only irrigated during severe drought, and they were not fertilized or sprayed, and they received no winter protection. If anything got sick, poof, out of the program. If something didn't make it through the winter, oh well, he would try something else. The bottom line is that Ping has created outstanding roses. He has fantastic shrubs like Funny Face and My Hero and Yellow Submarine, a great grandiflora like Grandma's Blessing and my own personal favorite, Centennial, and the list goes on and on. Check him out at rosesbyping.com and then let your local garden center know that you're interested in Easy Elegance roses. You won't have to spray. These roses look like roses instead of dogwood blossoms, and you'll have armloads of blooms to bring in the house all season. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin for PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.